This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. President Trump is calling for the Department of Justice to help free former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. She is serving time for tampering with her county's election equipment. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Peters was sentenced to 9 years after a jury found her guilty of allowing an unauthorized person to secretly access voting equipment in search of voter fraud. In a social media post, Trump said Peters is an innocent political prisoner being horribly and unjustly punished. Colorado officials have already pushed back against DOJ's attempts to review the case and say any allegations her prosecution or sentence were politically motivated are baseless. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado high school students could get a new graduation requirement for a semester of financial literacy. State Representative Anthony Hartsook is sponsoring the measure and says when he was a commander in the U.S. Army, he'd see soldiers unable to explain why their checks had bounced. He sent them to financial literacy class.
They would come back every single time and go, "Wow, I didn't know that."
The legislative session ends Wednesday. Colorado arts organizations have been told they won't receive their grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart.
On Friday, many of Colorado's cultural organizations received an email alerting them that their NEA funds had been withdrawn. 22 local organizations received grants for 2025, and of the 6 organizations we spoke with, all said their funding had been rescinded with little explanation. Those who confirmed they were affected include the Denver Art Museum, Creed Repertory Theater, Fraser Valley Arts, The Tank in Rangeley, as well as Denver's Sioux Teatro and Union Hall. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.